So at OK Mozart in Bartlesville, you had a whole week of wonderful classical music, and then you would provide their narration for this. But you didn't do it live. Tell us how that worked.
For 15 years, we recorded all of the concerts at the OK Mozart Festival from their second season on to 15 years later. And we recorded all of the major orchestral concerts, as well as the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. So all of that we took back to Tulsa and then would recreate the experiences as if these were the live concerts with the crowd noise, the applause, the cheering. It was just remarkable. The plan I used was very much the same as what we were using here in Tulsa with the Tulsa Philharmonic Orchestra. I could go on the dress rehearsal night, which was always the day before the concert usually, and John Jack, who was my principal engineer, an employee of the staff at the PAC, would be involved in setting up the microphones on the stage before I would get there. I would sit right next to him during the dress rehearsal. I would keep a timing of the entire rehearsal so that I knew the timings of the pieces, and I also would have a chance to see what special problems were involved for that concert. The next night at the actual concert, I would be right there, and he would start taping the concert itself about 15 minutes before it was to begin. So we would have plenty of ambient crowd noise that could be used under my introduction of the whole concert. I would start keeping timing from the moment he started the recording device so that I had exactly how many minutes and seconds there were until the entrance of the maestro, then how long it was before the first note of the music, and then the same at the end of the piece. We would continue recording everything. So I had an exact timing of the interludes between movements, the interludes between major selections on the first half, and the same for the second half. Then I would take all of this back to the control rooms at KWGS, working there with my engineer, who at first was Lloyd Draheim. Most of the engineering during the years for these recreations was with Frank Crystal. Frank would be in the control room. I would be opposite him in the announcing studio. He would start the recording of the broadcast playing, as he also was starting the tape that was recording the recording of the concert and of me. With my stopwatch and my notes, I could time out everything. And of course, I had a headset on hearing the crowd noise. That helped me because I could tell when it was simmering down. I had been there at the concert itself, taking all these notes. As a result, I knew why suddenly there was an outburst, an especially loud bit of applause, or why suddenly everything had gotten quiet, or any emergency that had come up. I would speak about it as if it were just happening at that moment, and it matched the background sound. About the only thing that we changed in using that particular routine was that if there were long pauses beyond what would be the norm for between movements of a symphony, we would sometimes shorten the pause. But we always had a pause between movements long enough to establish the fact that this was not just a continuing montage of music,